This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A just-released Senate report into the attack on the U.S. Capitol building in January includes new details about the police officers on the front lines. They suffered chemical burns, brain injuries, and broken bones. The officers told senators that command systems broke down that day, and they were left with no direction. The report revealed broad missteps before the attack. It faulted intelligence agencies and a lack of training and preparation for Capitol police officers who were overwhelmed by rioters. This morning, the CEO of Colonial Pipeline goes before a Senate committee. He's expected to explain his company's decision to pay millions in ransom after hackers forced a fuel pipeline shutdown that led to panic buying at the pumps on the East Coast. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
The company admitted paying about $4 million in Bitcoin to the hackers. Now, acting Northern California U.S. Attorney Stephanie Hines says a specialized Justice Department task force got much of that back.
The extortionists will never see this money.
This is their first operation to recover cryptocurrency. It's viewed as a rare victory against ransomware attackers who have targeted critical industries around the world. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
Vice President Kamala Harris meets with Mexico's president today after a visit to Guatemala, during which she advised those thinking of coming to the U.S. illegally not to. She says poor living conditions are a key reason people are trying to leave their homelands.
Most people don't want to leave home. I know that. I believe that. Most people do not want to leave the place where they grew up, their grandmother.
Vice President Harris says there are legal ways to come to the U.S. The Biden administration's trying to curb the spike in migration at the U.S. border. The U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan is more than half done now. This is AP News. A warning from scientists.
Scientists say the annual peak of global heat-trapping carbon dioxide in the air has reached a dangerous milestone. Scientists from the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration say the average carbon dioxide level for May was 419.1 parts per million. That's 50% higher than when the industrial age began. And the 10-year rate of increase has also set a new record. Coming out of the Ice Age, it took 6,000 years for carbon dioxide levels to jump about 80 parts per million. They've already risen that much since 1979. Princeton University climate scientist Michael Oppenheimer says the world is approaching a point where exceeding the Paris targets and entering a climate danger zone becomes almost inevitable. I'm Jennifer King.
A cicada crashed through a car window in the Cincinnati area last night, hitting the driver in the face and causing the car to crash into a utility pole. The driver slightly hurt. Police are advising drivers to keep their windows closed for the time being. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Support comes from Wise, the smart way to move the currencies you need around the globe. Fed up with losing out when you send money abroad with your everyday bank? With every transfer, marked up exchange fees can add up, eating into your money before it's even gotten to the other side. You want the right currency at the right rate right away. That's why 15 million people choose the smart way, the Wise account. Whether you're sending money back home or moving money between your accounts in different countries, count on the exchange rate you'd usually find on Google. No unwelcome surprises. With Wise, say goodbye to that where's my money feeling. Most transfers arrive before you can hit refresh in under 20 seconds. Join millions saving billions on hidden fees. Be smart, get Wise. Download the Wise app today. Terms and conditions apply.